The following audio was from a live music session recorded at the studios of KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More information about KBOO can be found online at kboo.fm.
Should I play a song?
Yeah, absolutely.
I went to Nicholsville.
Which is one of Seattle's 10 cities.
Yeah. Nicholsville started in... let me think now. I think 2008. It was on disused land belonging to the county. Because that way the city couldn't shut them down, right? At least that was the theory. Friends of mine, Anita Freeman, Joe Martin, Tim Harris, they were all involved in it. Anita was really involved in it. They had all these pink tents. They were donated by the Girl Scouts. There you go. And they set up all the tents and they built wooden sidewalks. And they called themselves Nicholsville after the mayor, Greg Nichols, of the time. The idea was that he was responsible, or at least he was overseeing, while the economic crash happened that displaced all those people. And I think it was Anitra's idea that this would give him the opportunity, since it was named after him, to be the first mayor in the country to welcome organized homeless people. Well, it existed there for a while and then it got evicted. Me and Joe went out there and sang for a while people took their tents down and stuff. It sounds kind of awkward, but people liked it and they enjoyed it. Then it had to move around, and during the winter, 2009 maybe, it was in the back of a church at the University District. It was really cold. Everything was frozen. And I went there to just meet people and say hello, and I wrote this song. Cold for rainbows, too cold for sun, too cold for downpours, but we gonna get one. You better run for cover, rally around that flag. Ain't got a raincoat, I got a plastic bag. Come sit down by the fire, it'll do some good. Gonna keep it going long as we got firewood. Cold to sit down, too cold to stand, too cold to say hello, but I can shake your hand. This is where we live now, so come on in, long as you ain't looking for trouble. You're welcome, friend, pull a sleeping bag over, batten it down, try to keep it level so we don't roll out on the ground. Living in America, in Tin City. 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 And it's just trickling down. Cold to be living in tents, too cold to camp. Try to stay dry, everything gets damp. Too cold to be living outdoors. Yeah, but you can tell that to the cops. Ain't got no other place to go, and the weather won't stop. Take a letter to the mayor, deliver it for me. Tell her we'd all like to see her down here, keeping good company. Too cold, but what you gonna do? Gotta live somewhere, and you know it's true. I can't pay the mortgage. I can't afford the rent. After food and bus fare, my money's just about all spent. Take a message to the man. Whisper it in his ear. Tell him until we see some changes, we're gonna stay right here. Living in America, the intense city in Sacramento. Living in America, the intense city in Dignity Village. Living in America, the intense city in Nicholsville. Living in America, the intense city all over the place. You don't mind, do you? Yeah, I'll just do this and I'll stop. You're coming up from South California. You're coming out from old Boston town. You're looking at the beautiful trees and the water. You're thinking about settling down. You've been hearing about all of the money. Dreaming of a house on the hill. Thinking that you might get lucky. Maybe there's room for you still. So you're driving up with everything you've got in that car, or you're flying in on a plane. And then you take in the bus into downtown, and that's the last that you saw of your dream. Because yes, they've got all of that beauty. Yes, they got money to burn, but they also got people living under the freeway. That's where your road takes a turn. Seattle is a Garden of Eden. It's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you'll be living in a parking lot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. Now maybe you came by yourself. Maybe you brought family too. Maybe you got some skills you can use. Maybe you're gonna just have to make do. You've been looking for work online at the library, thinking that you'll make it somehow. But you ran out of money for that room on Aurora, and you're wondering where to go now. Well, you could live in your car if you had one. There are plenty of people who do, but they towed it away to the impound. And now you're wearing a hole in your shoe. You see rock and roll heroes and sports stars, millionaires out on the town, and those people living under the overpass. The cops just keep moving them around. Seattle is a Garden of Eden. It's a paradise, that's what they say. But believe it or not, you'll be living in a parking lot if you can't make it pay. Now the mayor's a liberal, and the council is mixed, and there's a socialist riding on board. And they raised up the minimum to 15 an hour. That's the least that the boss could afford. Still you're living, sleeping on a cardboard mattress. And your house on the hill is a tent. And they could freeze all the prices right now. Still couldn't pay for the rent. Now some people tell me there's nothing you can do about it. It's just human nature, they claim. This is the greatest system in the world. It just needs a little lube on the chain. Well, me, I got a better idea. I say let's shut it all down. Let's defang the bankers and sink all the tankers and spread all the money around. 'Cause Seattle is a Garden of Eden. It's a paradise at the end of its line. So let's put it out with the curbside recycling and try to do better next time.
And this was also recorded by the Irish folk singer Christy Moore, right?
Yeah, and I was told that Dick Gawkin did it a few times, but didn't record it. I hardly ever do it. What key do I do this in now? Hold on. That'll be fine. From the top. They dropped the bomb in 45 to end the World War. No one had ever seen such a terrible sight before. The world watched with eyes wide to see where it would lead as the politics of power passed around the seat. It was a time to remember, but we never can forget they were playing Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. They arose like the saviors of our modern human race, with radiation halos that hung above their face, with the key to the sure cure and treatment of our ills, a hot shot of cobalt, a pocket full of pills, speaking always of the enemy who lurked across the seas while moving in among us like a carrier disease. Down deep inside the bunkers of the concrete and lead, Einstein's disciples working steadily ahead, building heavy metal power plants to fire the city lights. And all you hear is the underground humming in the night, and the walls of tight security circle all around, where they spill out all the poison and they bury it in the ground. Hold up in the harbors, hidden secretly away, the warheads and the submarines await to make their play, and the military masterminds improve on their designs. For the soldiers get all doped up and stumble through the lines, and the leaks in the water get carried by the tide. They call it national security, I call it attempted homicide. I know the minds behind them, they are riddled full of holes. They're not to be trusted with their hands at the controls. Their eyesight is twisted with the glory of their careers, and the heaped praise of flattery is music to their ears. And to listen to them talk about how it hasn't happened yet, it's like playing Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Those who brought the deaths of millions, for it was their stock in trade, are afflicted by the fallout that they themselves have made. They have sealed their own inevitable doom, and it will surely come. And not even the moons of Jupiter will be far enough away to run when the world that they've assaulted begins to turn around, and the unavoidable gravity pulls them to the ground. Coming into my town, what you talking about? Coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. Coming into my town, what you talking about? Coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. You're a proud boy, you're a 3%, you're a virus looking for an incident. You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. You're an alt-right, you're a bright Bart, you're dead and looking for a place to start. You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. You're coming into my town, what you talking about? You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. You're coming into my town, what you talking about? You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. You're a white supreme, you're a KKK, living under a rock, you ought to stay that way. You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. You're a Nazi, you got a Nazi flag, you carry your brains in an air sick bag. Coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. You're coming into my town, what you talking about? You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. Coming into my town, what you talking about? Coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. I know you're thinking that you got it made. You got the idiot president marching in your big parade. Yeah, but he's a blowhard, just like you. So bring him along, we'll do him too. You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. That's like that. There's a whole lot of pissed off people coming around the bend. Yeah, we did it before, we're gonna do it again. Cause we're Americans, we got a short fuse, and all you fascists bound to lose. You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out. You're coming into my town, I'm gonna run you out.
You have been listening to a live music session recorded at the KABU Community Radio Studios in Portland, Oregon. More information about KABU can be found online at kboo.fm.